Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat, 622.5, up 1.5. July, 616.25, down 1.25. Soft May wheat, 573.75, up 3.25. July, 580.5, up 3.5. March corn, 422.5, down 1.5. July, 436.25, down 2.25. December, 446.25, down 2.75. March soybeans, 1287.25, down 29.25. July, 1256.25, now 3/4, down 25.25, now 25.5. November, 1112.25, down 12.75. March soybean meal, 419.10, down $15.40. March soybean oil, 38.25. It's up 51. February live cattle, 141.45, up 110. January feeders, 169.77.5, down 22.5. February lean hogs, 85.97.5. They are down 20.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. It's a cool, crisp morning here. We're about 9 to 11 degrees and a two-hour delay in all the schools.
Well, the one thing I could say yesterday, I could say the market was neither trending higher nor lower, and I would have been right.
You would have been totally right till 8 o'clock last night.
And then the air started going out of the soybean balloon, and it has picked up steam since the U.S. markets opened in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, along the way, basically, the weather forecast improved for southern Argentina. They received 1/2 to 2 inches of rain, and the areas have been extremely warm and dry. And that, of course, made us feel a little bit more confident that we're going to have overabundance of beans coming out of South America a little later this year.
Not only that, I think that we're still feeling the overhang of informist projections, and I think it's something that a lot of people just forgot about, all those prevented planted acres that are going to go back into production, and as the report suggests, also more acres out of the Conservation Reserve Program, meaning that there may not even need to be an acreage battle. There's just going to be plenty of acres to go around.
Well, it sure looks like at this point in time, Dave. I mean, like you said, all those extra acres that have the potential of being planted this year, we have the balance sheet telling us it's probably more profitable to plant beans and corn for this coming year. So it's awful hard to get long-term bullish beans. Short-term bullish beans and bullish beans in the U.S., yes, but as the world situation goes along, why, lots of beans as far as the world grocery store goes.
So, and in some respects, a similar story could be told about corn. We still have a lot of corn lying around. And while you can make a case, I mean, it is not out of the realm of possibility that in a month or two going forward, we might be talking U.S. corn ending stocks around 1.4 billion, maybe 1.375 billion. So trending in the right direction if you want to be a corn bull and look at a $5 price tag on the board. But with that acreage mix, I don't know. I'm not quite sure until we get to July how corn could possibly rally.
Well, I'll tell you what, without a weather situation somewhere in the world of something happening along the way, it's going to be hard. You know, our ethanol market has become mature. We are going to keep using probably that 4.5 to 5 billion bushels of corn as long as it can work into the mixture, and we can do some exports along the way. But we've sort of topped out there. There's only 3 new ethanol plants being built in the country this year. They're all going to be cellulosic of what we're adding. So, you know, the industry itself basically is mature there. The feed usage, lots of questions about the first feed and residual number.
That 5.3 is an awful big number.
It is, but there's a lot of reasons it could be there. I mean, it's filling the pipelines, it's what's in transit, and how much was actually pulled forward and fed in the last year when we look at some of the stuff. So, you know, there's explanations for all of it, but the explanations don't lead us to believe that it'll be that big a number for the next quarter.
And then when you start thinking about where prices could be in February and what the insurance value is, you're looking at something maybe between, if you're looking at a 75 or an 85% policy, somewhere between 350 and 390.
You know, we're not looking at the guarantees that we've had the last few years. We're not going to be able to insure a profit if we have a loss just with our insurance policy. We're going to be able to insure what they call the ability to come back and farm next year. And even with what we have going on, we're going to see a lot of people, because of the lower coverage, that might up the coverage that they have from a 75 to an 80% policy, just trying to get enough dollars to pay the banker back and stay in business.
So have producers who haven't done a lot of marketing, let's just be honest, with old crop, at least the ones that I speak to on a regular basis, have they, in the people you work with, begun to think that no beans at 11:30, you know, December corn at 450, 470, these are places that we better start thinking about doing something?
Oh, yes. I mean, basically, you better lower your goals. If you are scared that we're going to have weather problems, if you are scared like this, that's what bull call spreads are for, is to give you some courage to do what you're doing and have some replace in value of what's going on. You know, we see a lot of strategies out there, but most of it's saying get rid of cash, get some cash priced, get some basis levels done, do things like that along the way, and we better be balance sheet protectors coming up this next year.
Can you see any scenario where what you just said wouldn't be a good idea?
I think, weather, a problem that does pop up here, that we have problems planning, some drought, some overwetness along the way. You know, California is in a major drought as we speak right now. If that would move east, things along the way that way, if we would have some tremendous weather problems that change around in South America. But all in all, you know, this is a world market now, and we've got the Soviet Union, we've got Kazakhstan, we got, you know, India coming back into the wheat market. We thought that the wheat was going to stabilize here, and we were going to be the lowest bid, and all of a sudden India pops in with a cheaper wheat bid out in the world. So, you know, there's a lot of production throughout the world. $7 corn and $15 beans created a lot of acres to get planted that hadn't been planted in the past years.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Say, have you had a chance to check this website out yet? willag.org, willag.org. Pretty soon we'll be having details of our all-day Ag Outlook meeting up on the web for you. And that meeting is March the 4th over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. So start looking for those. Let's see how the market is currently trending. March corn, 422 3/4, down 1 1/4, now down 1. December, 447 1/4, down 1 3/4. March soybeans, 1285 1/2, down 31. November, 1110 1/2, down 14 1/2. March soybean meal, 417.40, down $17.10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.